Volunteers from the Utah chapter of the American Red Cross head to the East Coast. Intermountain Medical Center celebrates its 5-year anniversary, and Utah home prices are on the rise. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Tuesday, October 30th. I'm Brian Grimmett.
From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Dan Bomas. As residents of the Mid-Atlantic region of the United States cope with Hurricane Sandy, officials from the American Red Cross are coordinating volunteers and relief efforts. Already, two volunteers from Utah have deployed to the areas of the East Coast affected by the storm. Teresa Zundel is the communications director for the Utah region of the American Red Cross, and she says Utah volunteers could play a larger role in the coming days.
If this disaster has the impact that it is projected to have, it's very likely that many volunteers from Utah will deploy. So they're ready to go. They're in the system. If they're available to go, once they're needed, they will be notified. And generally, they are on a plane within 24 hours.
Zundel is encouraging those with friends and loved ones in the storm's path to download the free Red Cross Hurricane app for smartphones.
You can indicate zip codes, and it will monitor the storm activity in those areas, and it will send you alerts based upon the level of storm activity. There is also a one-touch feature that allows you to see instantly the location of every Red Cross shelter that's open.
The Red Cross also wants to remind those who wish to help that they can give blood or make a financial contribution to the local Red Cross chapter.
Travelers coming through Salt Lake City on their way to the East Coast had plenty of advanced warning of Superstorm Sandy. The Deseret News reports hundreds of flights have been canceled, but airport spokesperson Barbara Gann says word went out starting early Sunday, so there were fewer travelers stuck at the airport. Delta Airlines said it was hoping to resume its full schedule on Wednesday. Intermountain Medical Center in Murray turned 5 years old yesterday, and some of the hospital's smallest and very first patients were there to celebrate. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
First in line for cake are triplets Natalia, Connor, and Janessa Nagel. They were also the first patients transferred by life flight to the newborn ICU on October 29, 2007, the morning Intermountain Medical Center opened its doors. Hospital Administrator David Grauer remembers the moment well.
I was standing by the emergency room when that helicopter landed, and I, along with many other people, were in tears as we watched the culmination of the planning and the preparation, and it all came to life when the patients starting to come.
Since then, the hospital has delivered almost 27,000 babies and treated 3.2 million patients. Kristen Torres was Intermountain's first liver transplant patient. She credits the hospital with not only saving her life, but making her baby Liberty's life possible as well.
Thank you so much for not only our second chance at life, but for giving my little one her first and many more birthdays to come.
Liberty is Intermountain's first baby from a liver transplant patient. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
The mayor of Orangevale got a Halloween display taken down before the Secret Service arrived to take a look at it. It showed Mitt Romney hanging President Obama. The property is owned by a disabled man, but Mayor Patrick Jones said his parents had put it up. They also took it down at the mayor's request. The government officials responsible for managing wild horses and burros on public land are meeting this week in Salt Lake City. The Salt Lake Tribune reports activists are demanding an end to the BLM's policy of rounding up horses and removing them from the range. They took advantage of the meeting to hold a news conference yesterday. Ginger Catherines of the Cloud Foundation says Mustangs suffer and die in a program that can cost up to $48 million a year. A BLM spokesperson dismissed reports that horses from public land are being sold for slaughter, calling that a rumor. Public land agencies want to reseed areas burned by wildfires with native plants, but those seeds are hard to get this year, especially sagebrush. A commercial seed distributor in Nevada says he's seeing the most fluctuation in demand and availability in his 24 years in the business. Communities along the Colorado River are demanding limits on oil shale drilling along the Colorado River over worries that hydraulic fracturing and other practices could pollute the river that millions of people depend on. Officials in Nevada and Arizona have been sending letters to Interior Secretary Ken Salazar expressing concerns about the need to protect Colorado River water quality and quantity. Chris Treese, spokesman for the Colorado River Water Conservation District, says the concerns are overblown. And finally, the Salt Lake Board of Realtors reports home prices increased 11% in Salt Lake County in the third quarter of this year. The median price for a single-family home was $218,000 compared to $197,000 a year ago. The Deseret News reports Kearns, Holiday, Canyon Rim, Sandy, and West Jordan were the neighborhoods with the highest price gains. And that is your KUER News Pod for Tuesday, October 30th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.